Welcome to day number 79, Shavua Tov. We are up to Parakei Mishnah Tes. Now, we learned yesterday that if someone buys tevel, entirely untithed produce, from two totally different places or two totally different people, you are allowed to separate tithes one unto the other because both are considered to be on the same level in terms of the requirement to separate Shumas and Maestros to tithe. Both have a biblical obligation, a Bidaraisa obligation to separate tithes, and therefore you're allowed to separate one unto the other. Our Mishnah is going to deal with alternative cases in which you receive produce from different places. And the question is, can you separate tithes one unto the other? Now, to understand Mishnah tests, we just need to know a little bit of background. And there's a famous machlokas that we need to know. The machlokas is as follows. It's a disagreement about what happens if one sells land in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew. We assume that the sale stands, but we know that land in Eretz Yisrael has a status of Kedusha, it's holy, and therefore tithes generally need to be separated from anything grown in the land of Israel. The question is, when you sell it to a non-Jew, does that remove the status of holiness such that it is the produce grown there is no longer required in tithes? Or does it still retain that status of holiness of Kedusha, and therefore you would have to tithe it? We know that the non-Jew is not tithing it because the non-Jew doesn't need to tithe it, right? For him or herself, they don't need to tithe it. But if that land, if that produce that was grown in land owned by a non-Jew in Israel then comes into the hand of a Jew, the Jew buys it, whatever it is, does the Jew have to separate tithes? Does the land still retain its holiness when a non-Jew owns it? So our mission is going to assume yes. Even when a non-Jew owns the land, we assume that it retains its holiness. If a Jew gets his hand on that produce, it needs to be tithed. And we know for sure that it wasn't tithed before then because a non-Jew would never tithe it. What's the reason to? So it says our Mishnah, Ma'asrin Mishal Yisrael Al Shel Nachri. One is allowed to separate tithes from tevel of a Jew, meaning we know it came from a Jew and it's entirely untithed, on produce that was received from a non-Jew, because we know that the non-Jew certainly didn't separate tithes, and we're assuming again that a Jew would have to separate tithes. So again, in both of those cases, it's tevel from a Jew, so we know it wasn't tithed, and it's from a non-Jew, so we know that wasn't tithed. So the level of obligation is deraisa in both cases. You can separate one into the other, and vice versa. Mishal nachri al shei Yisrael, that which came from a non-Jew to that which was untithed by a Jew. Again, it goes both ways because they have the same level of obligation. Now, mishal Yisrael al akutim, one is also allowed to separate untithed produce that came from a Jew onto that which came from a Kuti. A Kuti, again, we've seen this a few times, as someone who converted to Judaism out of fear. We learned later that they were still practicing Avodah Zarah. But our mission is assuming before that moment, they converted to Judaism, and we knew that those people, for sure, the Kutim separated Trumas for themselves. But they did not separate Truma when they were selling it or giving it to someone else. So you know for sure, or basically for sure, that if you bought something from a Kuti, it was not tithed. So again, if you have produce that you got from a Jew that was untithed, and you have produce from a Kuti, we can assume that produce from a Kuti was untithed, and therefore you can separate one into the other. And Mishal Kutim, Al Shel Kutim. And you'd be allowed to separate produce that you got from one Kuti onto produce that you got from another Kuti, because again, you assume in both cases they are entirely not tithed. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Mishal Kutim, Al Shel Kutim. Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, no, you're not allowed to separate from one Kuti onto the other, because he's going to assume that even though we generally assume that Kutim do not separate tithes, it's possible that some did separate tithes when they're being sold. It's almost the opposite of an Amma Aretz. But in the case of an Amma Aretz, we assume most did separate tithes, but some didn't. In this case, we assume that most did not separate tithes, but there are some who did. And because of that, we cannot assume that the produce of all Kutim have the same status. Some might be required on a biblical level if it was not separated at all. Some might be on a Darabanan level, and therefore you cannot separate one into the other. And according to that opinion, by the way, Rabbi Eliezer would also disagree that you are allowed to separate from a Jew onto a Kuti, because again, you can never assume the status of the produce of a Kuti, and therefore you would have to separate from each one separately. Okay, Mishnah Yud. Now, for this Mishnah, we just need to know that there are, when it came to potted plants, produce grown from a pot, there are two different types of pots. One is a hole in the bottom, and when the hole's in the bottom, we assume that especially if the pot is on the ground, there are other cases as well, but if it's on the ground, we assume that if there's a hole, it can still get nutrients from the ground. The roots can still go into the ground because there's a hole, right? There's a connection between the ground and the soil in the potted plant. So we assume it's really the same thing as growing in the ground itself. And then there are some pots that have no hole, and therefore you would really not be required to separate tithes on a deraisa level, but you still have to on a derabanan level. So, says Mishnah Yud, Atzitz Nakuv Harezei Ka'aretz. A potted plant that has a hole is just like it grows in the land. That's what we just said. So therefore, Tara mea aretz al atitz nakuv, mea atitz nakuv ala aretz, truma so truma. If you separated truma from that which grew in a potted plant with a hole onto that which grew directly from the ground, or that which directly grew from the ground onto something that was grown in a pot with a hole. So then trumasa truma, it works because they both have the same status. They're both considered growing from the ground, and therefore they need to be separated midat raisa, so that works. But misha enu nakiv ala nakiv, if you separate it from misha enu nakiv, that which does not have a hole, and therefore it's only required on a rabbinic level, and you try to be yotzi, you try to discharge the obligation on something that has a hole in it, which is on a biblical level, you can't do that. We already learned that you can only separate tithes one into the other if they have the same level. If one is required on a rabbinic level and the other one is required only on the Arayis level, it shouldn't work. So it says our Mishnah, if you did that, truma, right, you took that which was rabbinic, you took produce that was required on a rabbinic level to be separated, and you did it on top for the purpose of discharging the chiyav on something that's made Araisa. So, truma, that which you call truma still has to be given to the Kohen. It works, but yachzer v'yisrim. You have to then go back and actually separate tithes from the stuff that came in the potted plant with the hole, because it doesn't work. You can't separate something from that has a rabbinic obligation on something that has a biblical obligation. So that which you separated from the rabbinic one, it still has to be given to the Kohen, but then you have to go back to the one that has a biblical chiyav and separate truma again, because it didn't work. The first separation did not work, so you have to do it again. And then what about the opposite case? Min ha-nakuv al she'enu nakuv. If you separated something that is required mi de'oraisa, a pot with a hole in it, and you tried to be yotze, that which, or to be motzi, I should say, you tried to discharge the obligation on a produce grown in a pot without a hole in it, which is only rabbinic. So what's the halacha there? Truma, again, it's truma. You called, again, you have this de'oraisa stuff. You separated from the de'oraisa pile. And in order to be yotze, in order to release the obligation under the derabanan stuff, so truma, that which you separated still has the status of truma because you called it truma, so you have to give it to the kohen. But the lo te'achel at yotze alei truma so maestros. But the kohen is not allowed to eat that truma, right? You have to give it to the kohen because you called it truma, but the kohen is not allowed to eat it until he separates truma so maestros from it, because the bottom line is that it doesn't work. We know the halacha; you are not allowed to separate one onto the other when there are two different levels. So it's very nice that you separated on something that has a de'oraisa level onto something that's rabbinic level, but it didn't work. So therefore you have to give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen's not allowed to eat it because that came from the biblical pile, and the biblical pile didn't release its obligation yet because what you did didn't work. And therefore it still has the chiv of Trumas Maestros. You didn't do it yet. You still have to separate tithes, and only once that happens can the Kohen eat the Truma that you gave him. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph tomorrow.